brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, let's go to your phone calls right now. Then I'm going to go through all the latest financial news, the global government establishment in Copenhagen, Denmark, huge developments there. More research, eco-science, written by the White House science czar, blames Judeo-Christian religions for overpopulation, environmental destruction. That's the same thing in the National Post out of Canada, calling for a global one-child policy enforced by the United Nations. Your children will be taken if you have more than one child. CPS will visit all homes and decide if you can even keep the one child. These people are the hell force, the spawn of hell. Mike in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, how are you doing today, Mr. Jones?
Just overwhelmed by everything. I mean, it's one thing to know they were going to set up world government, but to see it openly happening and the public still going about their business, sucking their thumbs, is just too much to handle.
I was hoping to kind of get you to compare a couple of things, which I see is very similar. The way they're using this ClimateGate CRU data, and it's been compromised, and the same way that they used the Niger document, and they dispersed the Niger document through CISME and Mossad and British intelligence, and the OSP sent it out and also received it. And every time they would present it as though it was a collaborating report, but it was all coming from the same source. And this CRU data, you know, that when they try to show that it's not good data, then they start making references to other sources that are collaborating the data, but it all goes back to the same initial information.
Yes, the point you're making is the CRU for the IPCC, that this East Anglia University was the main clearinghouse that made sure that all the data coming in from other major institutions was in line with the fraud, and the emails show that. And yes, and now there's scandals in Australia, Canada, the U.S., Germany, as they're finding that their data was cooked in line with this.
I just see it as very comparable with the Niger document, because I remember seeing over and over again.
Fake WMDs, yellowcake uranium out of Niger, Africa, absolutely. Unified fraud. And then we got the White House memo. We got the Downing Street memo, where there were Bush and Blair in two meetings admitting there were no weapons, saying, how do we lie to the public? How do we stage shoot downs of our aircraft to blame it on Saddam? Yes, it's a total fraud.
We know the Italian data is good because we also have information from Mossad, and we have information from British intelligence, and it says the same thing. Well, yes, it does. Came from the same place. This ClimateGate data, it's bad data, but they point to, you know, first they'll quote one source and then another.
Yes. Yes. ClimateGate comes from the fount or the source, like a spring pouring out of the side of a mountain. It is the beginning of the stream. It is the mouth. It is the progenitor. It is the goose that laid the lying, fraudulent egg. And it's a great point you make. So the Al Gore, the UN, they all keep saying, but we have all these other peer-reviewed journals citing the same baloney from the same source. Anything else?
The coin word, peer-reviewed journals. But it's all from the same place. Thank you for letting me get this in. I find it extremely insulting. That, you know, I know that they're lying to us, but some lies are just more insulting than others. You know, they don't.
Well,
even,
sir, frankly, I mean, saying the Earth's warming as a humans is somewhat insulting, but saying polar bears can't swim and showing photos of them hunting on ice floes, saying, oh, look, it's going to die, and telling kids that in public school everywhere. I mean, that is insulting, sir. That is the most asinine, ridiculous propaganda ever seen, when polar bears hunt on the ice and have been recorded to swim 300 miles. Absolutely, I appreciate your call. I mean, it's just I've seen national television, I hardly watch TV, saying the penguins are grounding. Penguins don't fly. They can hardly walk. They're a swimming bird that hunts fish. I mean, it's unbelievable. How stupid do they? Penguins can swim. They're not grounding. I mean, come on.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season. The happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to try to run through as many calls as possible and suspend my ranting for a few minutes before I get into more of this news. We have four guests coming up today. G. Edward Griffin, Lord Monckton, Patrick Henningsen, and, of course, Tom Harris, who's an engineer, director, executive director of the International Climate Science Coalition, a massive scientific group set up to counter the IPCC and the UN lies. They're currently in Copenhagen. He's coming on as well. We're also working on a Nobel Prize-winning climatologist to come on and expose the fraud. Of course, I don't know what that means now. Obama just got his today. Oh, and defended how war is part of peace. War is peace. I think I've heard that before. I think it was a novel called 1984. Sean in Tennessee, you're on the air, Sean. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, I can't thank you enough for being out there for all of us. You're really the voice that we have been needing to be out there for us for a long time. I've been screaming some of the same things that you're talking about since the early 1980s, and it eventually cost me my career in the Navy.
Wow.
But that's not the main reason I called. My wife and I are fixing to transfer to the United States, coming through your territory, and there's a two-fold reason for my call. Number one, I need to know any updates on FEMA checkpoints going through your territory or anywhere across the central part of the U.S., if you've got them. All right, number two, if at all possible, within the next 2 or 3 days, she and I would like to stop into Austin area there and shake your hand.
Sean, I would love to meet you, but I am literally working 12 hours a day, and that's a cutback from 16, 18 hours a day. A few days ago, I did Coast to Coast AM and looked at the clock. I did a total of 17 hours of work. It is just all nose to the grindstone fighting these people, and I just don't have an open house. I can't meet with people, but God bless you, and I appreciate your call, Sean. Let me say this. Yes, in the last year, it has been mainly in Tennessee papers, but also in Arkansas and Oklahoma papers, California papers, it just goes on and on, of Army checkpoints, Marine Corps checkpoints, National Guard checkpoints, in the mainstream newspaper, searching people's cars randomly. They had a four-state drill, was it 8 months ago, then another one 3 months ago, centered around Tennessee, and it said FEMA, Homeland Security, FBI, BATF, State Police, Local Police, County Sheriff's Departments, Army, Marine Corps, National Guard, Air Force, Military Police, and the governor came out and said, I didn't say you could have these checkpoints, and the military said, we're doing it anyways, and it was in the newspapers, the Army running checkpoints. So, yes, state police everywhere under federal grants are doing warrantless checkpoints. In Texas, under federal grants, they passed a law where without warrants, they take your blood, and they just announce on the news, no longer needed warrants in America. So it is just hellish. And then the cops come up, it's happened to me, and they say, I want to search your car. And you say, well, this is America. What's your due process? What's your probable cause? And they flip out because they've been given training manuals that say that's a sign of terrorism. And it's just they are totally destroying our Bill of Rights and Constitution. And the average cop isn't a bad person. They're just brainwashed. And that's just so sick. We're just totally going into police state. NORTHCOM has announced in the last year and a half, first, they were going to deploy 4,000, then 40,000, then 100,000, now 379,000 Army Times reported regular Army, Marine Corps to be deployed the next 3 years in brigade homeland operations. I mean, it's just off the charts insane. My film, Fall of the Republic, has all their press releases, videos, statements. They're training school kids to tattle on their parents. Videos are coming in everywhere of kids training with police to set up checkpoints and help do gun confiscations. New York Times reports on it and says, oh, look, the Explorer Scouts are trained to go into buildings and take on veterans that won't turn their guns in. And then it shows the mock dead veterans that the kids kill. People go, I don't care if a 14-year-old's training, I'll take them on. They'll be 18 years old in a few years, bubba. The point is, it's happening. And it is just hellish what's going on. Yes, I do need to set up some public events in the future so people can come and meet and hang out. And I just, what's the point of having a hotel event unless you get one where 2, 3, 4,000 can be there? And that costs like $50,000 to rent that for one day in a cheap hotel. You have no idea how expensive it is. And people complain, you know, you got to charge $25 to be. So I just don't have the events. I mean, I can sit here and just talk to everybody free on the radio. Everybody can tune in, AM, FM, shortwaves, satellite, podcast, and we can have the news, cover the issues. I can make films and fire and forget. I make a film, drop it on prisonplanet.tv for members to download and burn to disc. They hit the streets everywhere. It goes for free up on YouTube, Google, everywhere else. Tens of millions see it. Or I can spend tons of energy having a public event that doesn't have 1/1,000th the firepower. I build hydrogen bombs in the InfoWar. I build weapons of truth that devastate enemy operations. And, you know, I'm in here building info weapons right now. And it's hard to do. A lot of people are long on talk, short on action. Not us. And so there's my philosophy on really not ever doing public events anymore. Hell, I don't know if I'll ever even do another one. I mean, I like meeting people, and at a primitive level, it satisfies. But this is the 21st century. And so I sit here in my InfoWars command center doing the best job I can. Let's talk to Arnold in California. Arnold, you're on the air.
Alex, thank you so much for taking my call. I do appreciate your show and appreciate everything you do for us. And just as a plug, Governor Ventura's show yesterday was awesome. He did a great job. I was actually surprised some of the things that they allowed him to say. But the reason I'm calling is two things. First of all, I was in the military in the early 90s, and during that time, we worked. I was in the Marines. We did some work, allegedly, with the DEA to go look for marijuana plants in the Cleveland National Forest.
Which That's how they broke the ice 25 years ago or more. I guess it started in about 1981. And from there, it's just total control. Go ahead.
Correct. And they I remember them talking about Posse Comitatus. But if I remember correctly, they said that that did not pertain to us because we were working with another federal agency.
Yeah, it's total lies. I've had top JAG lawyers, judges on, and they are just blown away by the way Posse Comitatus has been rendered a useless vehicle.
Correct, but the main reason why I'm calling, my brother came over to my house yesterday, and he was sharing this story with me. It kind of set me back a little bit. He was sharing with me that he went to a friend's house to share one of your DVDs. I think it was 9/11 Road to Tyranny. That friend had a friend that was in the military, active duty Army, and when my brother he's also an evangelist. When he was evangelizing, he put the DVD in. This active duty Army person got up in arms and threatened my brother. Told him that he was going to call his superior and get my brother for terrorist threats. This Army individual was on the phone 3 to 4 times calling his superior. And from that point and forward, my brother was uneasy with the way everything
went. The military's being taught that free speech is illegal. In Road to Tyranny from 2001, it came out in 2002, but the video is from 2000. We show you the training manuals that they show state police, military, and others, and it says, if you talk about the Constitution, you're a terrorist. It actually says that. Then we have FEMA training police that that's the case, the actual video, sent to us by a firefighter who was at the meeting in Kansas City. Then we show, from a squad car video, a woman, Navy veteran, Abby Newman, no criminal record, pulled over. They find a Police State 2000 in the back of her car, in the trunk, searching her without a warrant. She drives up to a warrantless checkpoint, says, no, you can't search my car, this is America. They jerk her out, open her trunk, and they start heavy breathing like they have found a box of nerve gas. And they go, I can't believe we found one of the extremists. We found one of the terrorists. She's got a pocket constitution. Is this illegal? And they start heavy breathing. And then the commander comes over and goes, I may think she's allowed to have that. I think she may be allowed to still have that in America. It's a constitution, what they've sworn an oath to. So you see the total brainwashing. So, yes, of course. So is your brother in the military, or was this guy calling the military on him?
This guy was calling the military on him. It was off base. Everything was in this all took place in the city of Sacramento.
But is your brother in the military?
No, he's not. He is not.
So the military guy is calling the military thinking that a U.S. citizen isn't allowed to have a video.
Well, basically, that's what took place, and to me,
how did this end? How did this end?
Well, the way it ended was this guy in the Army was looking out the back window like if he was expecting somebody to break through the window at any time to come to arrest my brother, basically.
And see how they're completely insane? You know, the Nazis seem insane, but they were told by their government to take children and line them up and shoot them in the back of the head, and so they did it. And so they're the bad guys. You know, a lot of the military is white, but this guy's obviously a lunatic of tyranny. And look, Kelly Rushing, no criminal record, upstanding old family, Lyon County, Kentucky, in the newspaper, gave a state police officer a Ron Paul video and Road to Tyranny on one VHS slow play. And the guy pulled him over 2 days later, arrested him, called on his cell phone, laughed at him to his wife, said, I got the VHS bandit. And it was in the newspaper. I even called the judge. And the judge said, yeah, that case is going before our court. And they took it before the jury. 2 charges of terroristic threats for Ron Paul's congressional 45-minute neocon speech. And for Road to Tyranny, they wanted him to spend 6 years in jail consecutively for 2 counts of, quote, anti-law enforcement material. And the jury found him not guilty. But that judge and the Kentucky State Police want to put Americans in prison for Ron Paul video. They charged him for the Ron Paul video. Now, that's what America has turned into, ladies and gentlemen.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give from the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Is being framed that there's no free speech in America. First free speech zones, it spreads out from there. We knew more than 10 years ago the police were being trained that talking about the Constitution is illegal. We have the training manuals. Now you see it in the Mayak report and the Homeland Security reports. Yes, it's insane for anyone that understands what America's all about or any free country is supposed to be about, but it's really happening, Arnold. And there's just a lot of mentally ill people that work for the system, and they think that criticizing the government is illegal. We better watch out, because the government goes through the police and military and finds these mentally ill, weak-minded people and promotes them. Let's talk to Ben in Virginia. Ben, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Total world government's coming in like a flood right now. We're defending as best we can.
Awful. Yeah, well, I just had a couple of things to say. First off, a suggestion. I was thinking that maybe you could do a infomercial. I think that'd be a great info bomb.
You know, I've thought about trying to produce an infomercial. It's just the time and energy and the money it takes. You know, we're not as big as some people imagine, but it is a good idea.
I had another thing. If you want to make a little bit of money off of these global warming nuts, all you got to do is make a bet. You fill up a glass of water halfway with water, and then you put it in the microwave for about a minute just to get the water warm, and then you add ice cubes until there's ice up over the top of the glass, and you say, when the water melts, will it flood? And this is the exact same thing that will happen with the ice caps. Of course it won't flood, because as you know, those ice caps are displacing their own amount of water in the sea that they're in right now.
Well, actually, as you know, when water freezes, it displaces a lot more space. So the test has been done. You can pile it all the way up with ice, and then it'll melt and be lower than the top of the glass.
Just make the bet, and they'll fall for it. You make $5-$10 every time.
No, it's incredible. You can go up to these people and say, let's ban dihydrogen monoxide. And because it sounds scary, they'll say, ban it. And you can also go up and say, hey, you know, polar bears can't swim, I hear. Let's make a bet that there are more polar bears and that they can swim. And they'll say, okay. And then you can show them, you know, nature films of them swimming and hunting and that their numbers are higher. And they'll go, what? Make them a bet that penguins can swim. And they'll go, no, they can't. They're all drowning. I mean, these people believe anything. They just love being morons and being fooled by everything. I appreciate your call, Ben. Bruce in Michigan. Bruce, go ahead.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just want to let you know you're doing a great job. And I up here, we meet on a Thursday night. There's a bunch of us. We watch your videos, David Icke, Mike Rupert, Catherine Austin Fitz. We are starting to get through to people up here because we're in one of the worst states in the union, and everybody's starting to realize they're screwed. So whatever you're doing, man, just keep it up. I was going to ask you if you'd ever come up here and consider making a speech, but since I've heard the last three calls, I won't ask you. That's basically all I wanted to just say, man, is you're doing a great job, and please keep it up.
Thank you. I mean, the analogy is this. I'm sitting here at an anti-aircraft gun. There are so many targets coming in, bombing our liberties. I am blasting them, blowing them to bits. And I don't have time to jump in a car and drive 1,000 miles to maybe be able to take on some enemy forces in the info war. I have got so many targets. Everything we do turns to solid gold in the fight against the New World Order. If it ain't broke, don't try to fix it. And we are just here absolutely waking people up because of you, the listeners, spreading the word. And so, again, making the films, doing the radio show, making the YouTube videos, the people are ready to hear the truth. The people are waking up en masse everywhere. And I have a wanderlust. I would love to travel around the country. I would love to be able to go and speak to crowds. I really get fired up in front of crowds. I give good speeches, so I've been told. And I'm a decent orator, especially in front of crowds. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I am here hour after hour every day just studying what's going on so that I understand what's happening so I can go out and present to people what's really going on. I mean, I went to Hardin, and the good news is, about half the people that drove by or were in shops or stores or gas stations were listeners. Half the people in the middle of Montana. And it's the same thing everywhere I go. And that's a gauge of just how many people we're reaching, ladies and gentlemen. It is incredible. So more people are awake than you or I even know. It is so good what's happening. But People need to be waking up. I mean, world government's openly been announced.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If the people stand up and take action against the New World Order, it cannot stand. These con artist criminals will fall. They're in danger of toppling right now at the key moment, at the birth of their world government. Meanwhile, scores of mainstream newspapers are calling for one-child policies worldwide in the last week, including the Financial Post of Canada. The real inconvenient truth, a planetary law such as China's one-child policy is the only way to reverse the disastrous global birth rate currently. We're going to continue with your phone calls, Clay, Danny, Michael, Kyle, and others, and I'm going to run through the news before Patrick Henningsen joins us from Copenhagen, a reporter there. G. Edward Griffin in studio, Lord Monckton popping in to talk about how the George Soros crowd took over one of his events today. And we also have, joining us from Copenhagen, Tom Harris, engineer, executive director of the International Climate Studies Coalition, a massive scientific group set to counter the IPCC UN fraud and climate gate. That is all coming up today. But for the next 5 minutes, I am honored with our once-a-month visit with a Cola Blue, Jill Lawrence, Regional Director of Sales. You can go to acolablue.com and find out more. They do this promotion for a few days once a month. It starts today, Thursday, and runs till Monday, December 14th of next week. You get a huge discount on the Acola Blue 28. I guess that comes out to a 20% discount, this atmospheric water generator, or you can trust the government and drink the tap water. Going to Jill Lawrence. Jill, good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thanks so much. My pleasure, truly. Yeah, that isn't that the truth? Or you can any level of government, and the municipal water supply systems are really under scrutiny because of good reason. You know, they're failing, and so this is a way. The Acola Blue, we have a brand new product launching today, which we're so excited about because it took something that was already extraordinary now to a remarkable level of engineering, and it really gives you and your family the gift of peace of mind because you don't have to worry about being part of the municipal water supply system, how many pharmaceuticals are in the water, how many pollutants are in the water, did a terrorist get to the water, all that kind of thing, because this generates water, as you well know, Alex, right out of the air in your very own home. So it's an amazing, amazing thing. We're just dancing in the streets with this new unit, this Acola Blue.
Yeah, describe to folks the line of products, how an Acola Blue works, and the new line you're launching today here on air, Jill.
Okay, well, the basic premise is an atmospheric water generator, which is something that extracts the moisture or the humidity out of the air. If you think about a cloud, that's a good example. A cloud is an accumulation of water vapor before it drops the rain to the ground kind of thing. And so we beat that kind of natural cycle. We take it out of the air with this atmospheric water generator, high-tech, the most advanced in the whole industry, extract the moisture from the air in your own home. Then we run it with our new system, our new Acola Blue 30, through 12 filter and purification systems, which gives you – you remember Ivory Snow, Alex, where they were highly touting that it was 99.9% pure. That was the zenith of purity. Well, that's our purity level. You can't get better. And it just eliminates anything that could cause a problem for you. So it runs it through all this filtering system. And then it delivers 8 gallons of crystalline pure water for your family every single day. It's amazing. You need no water source. None. Just the air. And we do have air, thank God. So the new system, the new Acola Blue system we have is 28, which is still wonderful, and you're right, we are discounting it from the original price of $13.50 to $9.99, so you save $351. You can order that, and or you can order the Acola Blue 30, which is our brand new unit launching today for the very first time, for $13.99 and get free shipping. So if you go to ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com, you can take advantage of it by entering the coupon code, guess what, Alex Jones, and just put that all together, A-L-E-X-J-O-N-E-S, and you'll get your shipping for free with the Acola Blue unit, or you'll get this huge 26% reduction in the Acola Blue 28. So that runs through until midnight on Monday, December 14th. You can also call. People are there to answer all your questions, anything you want to talk about relative to the units. And that's an 800 toll-free number, 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. So you'll find everybody in a very festive mood today because we're celebrating this incredible, incredible breakthrough. This new unit has an LCD touch screen, and it is really sexy. It is very user-friendly. You can control the temperature of your hot water, your cold water, just at the touch of a screen. And you can also determine when you want the machine to generate water for you. You can have it process at night only if you want to. It really has a beautiful new sleek design, and it also has a much lower energy usage. We've done something pretty amazing. It's a remarkable reduction in what already was pretty low energy usage, but now we've got a machine that operates efficiently at about 300 watts only, compared to about 450 for the 28. They're both excellent.
Well, Jill, I use one in my home, and it's the best atmospheric water generating line out there. You've got a bunch of other systems, gigantic ones, medium-sized ones, little bitty ones. The two units you're talking about look like a high-tech water cooler, a Robbie the Robot water cooler without the water bottle on top, and it just grabs the humidity out of the air, then sends it through all the great filtration systems. Acolablue.com or 800-691-6043. Those are huge discounts on both these units, but you rarely see some new item discounted out of the gates, but I know you guys are excited about it. So the Acolablue 30, folks, you have until next Monday evening to take advantage of this, but don't wait. Go check out the great line of products at acolablue.com or check out the banners on infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. Have a great weekend coming up, Jill, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Don't forget the coupon code, Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, I've heard of that guy before.
I thought that would ring a bell. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jill.
Enjoy every minute. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless you. Good to have you here with us. Okay, I want to go to your phone calls right now. I mean, what's been happening with ClimateGate and the global government being established and the Danish text leak of the official treaty is that I'm really shocked into amazement. Even though I knew this was all coming, even though I knew our enemy's operating plans, I am grieving for the world and my nation and for my family. I mean, I really know that these people are murdering killers who want to have a global one-child policy and who are spiking the water supply and the vaccines with sterilants and chemicals. I mean, I have hundreds. We bought hundreds of textbooks they wrote, hundreds of white papers. I'm knee-deep in new John P. Holdren and Ehrlich and Pianca and Gore Vidal and Al Gore talk of forced population reduction articles the last 2 days, where they're openly saying it in Playboy magazine, you name it. And to have the new treaty that openly states it's a world government, that it's meant to shut down the third world and the first world, that the third world was suckered and told that they were not going to have to make cuts. Turns out they've got to make right at double the cuts the West does. The IMF and World Bank will take all this private tax money and then loan it back to the countries. I mean, this is total global feudalism and slavery. And I can't believe that we are still called the kooks by the mainstream media. I mean, I know that's their job, but it's just so illegitimate. It's so criminal. It's so obviously ridiculous. And it goes on and on and on. And I read article after article in national and international papers calling for forced one-child policies and calling for taking people's children. And I read all the government textbooks, how they're going to raise all the children in dormitories, and how after they've bankrupted almost everyone, they're going to take your children and raise them in government facilities. And those that have enough money to be able to still take care of their families, you're going to have home inspections. And the universities are just disgorging millions of new bureaucrats and control freaks to run our lives. And it's just so horrible. I just don't want it to happen. I want justice and goodness and honor. I want to be free. But no, in the government documents, in the government reports, Ron Paul's the bad man. I'm the bad man. Dr. Tim Ball's the bad man. You have these criminals running around demonizing good people. You have them openly deploying military on the streets, openly setting up checkpoints everywhere, openly introducing draconian gun-grabbing bills. The elite are in the middle of a revolution. They are the revolutionaries. They are taking over our society. They are lawless criminals. They are illegitimate criminals. The big global corporations get $50 billion-plus in U.S. auto bailouts to pay to move General Motors and others to Brazil, China, and Eastern Europe, publicly. Worst of all, Third World Under Attack from Genocidal Climate Change Policy. That's an article that everyone, if we could get every person in the world to read that, or even 20% to see that article, and to read the quotes and the documents and the statements of how the elite want to shut off the energy sources to kill the third world, and they know that if moderate carbon cuts are made, a billion people will die in the next decade. That is a billion dead people killed by a Nazi-like eugenic system. Little children with their ribs sticking out, collapsing and dying. Little children being forcibly given smallpox and polio shots that are live smallpox and polio. Associated Press killing them. UN doing it on purpose. The AP reports it like it's a good thing. Oh, well, yeah, the shots were filled with live virus, killed them, but so what? Oh, a weaponized strain was in there. I mean, it's just so incredible. And they're going to pass it. Even if we beat it in the U.S., they're implementing it at the state level. And they're going to kill all these people. They're going to kill them. And you can go to any major university and see the people with their Rasta fake hair, the wannabe white Rastafarians in their sandals and patchouli going, it's what we've got to do for the earth. And I just want to knock their Nazi teeth out. Don't you understand the real Nazis have fake Rasta hair and limp wrists and, you know, they're walking around at coffee shops acting real cool. And I just want to knock their teeth out. I want to take them to Africa and Latin America and let them see a kid with their ribs sticking out with diarrhea pouring out of them dying. I want to crush your skull. Because I'm just a normal mammal. I'm a normal creature that when I see innocence being torn apart, my instinct is as a warrior to stand up and fight. I'm not worried about being killed. I'm not worried about being set up. I'm not worried about being tortured. I'm not worried about being demonized in the mainstream media. I'm only worried about you, the listeners, buying into COINTELPRO, spinning your wheels, infighting, when the fight is out there with the New World Order. The fight is with the North American Union. The fight is with the UN. The fight is with the IMF and World Bank and their private owners, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Bank of London, Bank of England, based in London. The fight is out there. I want all of you to redouble your efforts against the New World Order. I want you to get serious. I want you to get focused. I don't want the globalist divide and conquer programs they run to keep you from getting involved and realizing that you can warn people about the tap water and about vaccines and about the chemtrails and about real issues. And you can go into your counties and cities and rural areas and teach people they don't have to sign the animal ID, premises ID that waives your rights to your property to the feds and makes you a serf. I want to warn people about the slavery we're going into. That's all I want to do. I have zero fear of being killed, zero fear of being demonized, zero fear of them putting me on a rack and torturing me for 10 years and turning me into a drugged-out zombie they can trot out on television like they're doing with their patsies with this new 9/11 trial. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about these people winning. And if you get the spirit of freedom and the spirit of action in your gut, nothing on earth can stop you from beating these people. And I want them defeated. These are sniveling, sicko, control freak murderers. And I've had it with them. I've had it with fake liberals. They're a bunch of eugenicist cult members. I've had it with fake conservatives, a bunch of imperial warmongering scum. I've had it with all your injustice and all your foolishness. I've had it. These people are waging war on you. And so many of you fools think you're part of the system. You're not. You got that? You got me? This is real. Mao was real. Hitler was real. Stalin was real. And Al Gore is real. Barack Obama telling Congress, hey, I don't care if you don't shut down the carbon and shut down industry in America. I'm going to do it without you. That criminal should be impeached right now. Clay in Alabama, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
I'm a air conditioner contractor in Alabama, and something that's always griped me, and this is a way to vent it. DuPont's patent on Freon ran out in 2003. So if nothing had changed in 2003, anybody could have manufactured Freon for air conditioners, and that had to pay DuPont licensing fee. So
No, their own, I don't know, old jobbers you can talk, but their own lobbying documents from the 70s said we've got to launch a lie saying Freon's eating the ozone layer. In truth, during different times of the year, it always gets thin because our patent's up and we've got to make them take our new product. And yeah, no, look, it's the big industry, it's the big banks, it's big oil, it's big chemical that is running all of this. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the price of Freon that goes on home air conditioners is more than quadrupled because of punitive taxes to get people to not use any more than half to. After the first of the, at the end of this month, just a few days from now, it will be against law to sell any new R22 air conditioner. It will all be this 410 pure on. And already, the price of the 22 that we're putting in those systems has more than quadrupled.
Stay there. They set the precedent what light bulbs you can have, what toilets you want, and now how many kids you can have.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this. Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Want to say live on air that I swear eternal resistance to all forms of tyranny over the minds and bodies of men. As Thomas Jefferson said, you need to get angry and focused with steel will to commit yourself to fight these people. I found out about the globalists 16, 17 years ago. Took me 2-3 years to figure out a battle plan. I didn't intend to beat them myself. And I never will beat them by myself, but I have had devastating effects on their agenda. One man. Now, what can you do? Just start fighting them. Start exposing them. Start resisting them. And they will fall. Period. And I look at these little African children and Asian children, and I see the reports where the UN goes and shoots them up in Indonesia, and all the women have miscarriages. It is pure evil. These people are vampire devils. You better get that through your head. You better realize this is life and death with these people. Every day, scores of articles where they say they're going to only let you have one child and tax you till you're bankrupt. They're going to take over every industry. They're doing it now. America, you're going to end up like the Ukrainians in Russia. I'm telling you, you better learn what happened to them or the Chinese peasants under Mao. Now back to the air conditioning. Yes, this is how they set the precedent to run and control everything. And federal standard on your houses, this is just the beginning. And they're going to incrementally put it all into place. Finish up your point, Clay.
Well, the largest selling refrigerant in the world right now is R134. Hope I'm not getting too technical for everybody. Okay, but guess who makes and licenses it? DuPont. And the reason it's that way is because of government action, not because of marketplace forces. Government action.
Sir, as you know, in the 20s, they began to legalize, a lot of drugs weren't illegal, and the monopoly over opium brought into the U.S. by one company based out of New York was over, so their prices were dropping. And so they just made opium illegal, and then they ship it in illegally. And it's the same thing. Everything is about monopolies. Go ahead.
Let me say this. The price of my refrigerants that I have to buy because of government action, not because of government forces, has more than quadrupled in about the last 6 years. And I felt awful. Some of the bills I have to give some of these elderly people for this repair work I do because of it. And it's going to culminate to some people who are just not going to be able to afford air conditioning. It's going to come to that. It's not very far off.
And they lied and said it was eating the atmosphere, all so they could get a new patent on the other products they came out with. And that is nothing compared to what the third. Do you understand, sir, that official numbers are 1 billion people will starve to death, 1 billion extra in the next 10 years under this climate deal? I mean, the people supporting this are murderers. And I want everyone to know, these are murdering scum. We have to more than hate them, we have to defeat them. I mean, how much do you dislike this scum, Clay, that is going to cut off the food and energy to the entire third world?
Well, to me, it just seems like people's apathy is the problem. Apathy and the media just keeping people so dumb. From what I see, that's the way it appears.
I agree. I mean, I was looking at Americans last night when I was picking up some food, some Mexican food, to bring it home to my family, and they were all like children. They all talk like children. They just think the world's a fun, sweet little lovey land and the government loves them. They have no idea, just what type of evil we are faced with.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Well, God bless you, Clay. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back and talk to Danny Michael and a few others, and then I'm going to get our first guest up from Copenhagen today via video Skype for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I just pray every night that God help me be strong and fight these people as best I can, and that we all be given discernment, and that we all be made to be vessels against tyranny. Please, God, just help us beat these people. Please don't let them murder poor people. Please help us defeat them.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.